The Missouri Senate hopes to present a redistricting measure to voters that changes a redrawing method just approved by voters 2 years ago.
This could give the voters the opportunity to look at the redistricting aspect in particular that was contained in Amendment 1 and to see if they'd like to see a change in that, which in my mind will be much less gerrymandering across the state than what Amendment 1 as passed will induce.
The sponsor of Senate Joint Resolution 38, Dan Hageman of Cosby, hopes to give voters another look at what was billed as Clean Missouri in 2018. It contained ethics reform and also replaced the previous method of drawing House and Senate districts through a bipartisan commission with a nonpartisan demographer.
The demographer had a great deal in drafting the maps around the state based on this competitiveness priority and continuous and keeping counties together as a lowest priority. My resolution would change that order and make keeping our communities intact a higher priority than competitiveness. And it would take us back to the bipartisan commission that we have utilized in the past decades as a way of beginning the process of redrawing the House districts as well as the Senate districts.
Hageman says the competitive fairness priority criterion was raised above district compactness in Amendment 1, which would lead to districts that would never be too far skewed to the left or right.
And in my mind, it will try to create competitive districts, so 50-50 districts. I cannot envision how that can be accomplished without breaking up communities of interest, whether that be counties, whether that even be municipalities, you know, such as breaking up Brookfield to two separate districts and breaking up Linn County and breaking up Carroll County and breaking them up into many different districts so that you can achieve a goal of competitive fairness. And my worry is that that will break them up to the effect that they, in essence, don't retain that cultural voice anymore. They don't represent Carroll County anymore, and it won't represent Clinton County anymore. And that is why I would like the voters to once again take a look at it to see if they like how the representation that they have now under the bipartisan commission that has drawn it in the past, or do they wish to keep this idea of these competitive districts, which most likely will have, in my mind, be a much more gerrymandered map than what we have today.
The mapping of voting districts is around the corner following the 2020 census. The new maps will be ready before the 2022 elections. They will be drawn either by using the new standard that is currently part of Amendment 1, or in the event Joint Resolution 38 comes before voters, by using the old criteria.
And we have time. We've given the voters the opportunity to look at that once again and look at the way that we redistrict across the state and where we can keep our communities of interest together, our counties together, our cities together, our municipalities together, keep our cultural voices out there for both rural Missouri, you know, suburban Missouri and urban Missouri. I find that very valuable and that very important to have those voices represented well in Jefferson City, which I think Clean Missouri and Amendment 1 will not do.
Opponents of Resolution 38 say it would overturn the will of 1.4 million Missourians who supported Amendment 1 in 2018. For excerpts, go to our website, kmzu.com. Listen every weekday, 7:25 a.m. for the Daily Newsmaker segment. For KMZU, I'm Matt Griffith.